The Astros hosting the Tigers, and what an ambassador to the game, Bob Watson being recognized receiving the BAT Lifetime Achievement Award. Lance McCullers Jr. on the hill going up against Jordan Zimmermann. Pick it up in the second, Yuli Gurriel at the dish.
Three walks this season. Fly ball to left, deep and way back and forget about it. Wow. Yuli Gurriel with home run number four. It was a rocket to left field, 1-0 Astros. Astros' bullpen is deep and good. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him.
Breaking ball is that baby just disappeared. A lot of bite to it. Almost a yellow hammer, not quite.
Fourth inning, the 3-2. Miguel goes, swing and a miss. Another curveball, gets another swing and miss.
How about that? Man, oh man.
McCullers gives up a hit, but strikes out the side in the fourth. Beat them yesterday and scored, what, 14 runs in the game yesterday.
But they're shutting them out for, what, eight?
High fly ball here, center field deep. Going back, Ma took by the fence. Gone.
Wow, my goodness.
Juan Centeno with just his fourth career home run.
And let me tell you.
3-0 Astros. Wilson does have that knack for getting a ground ball with men on base. Ground ball here, glove by Wilson. Throws into center field. My goodness. Centeno around third. He'll score. Marisnik over to third. Double play ground ball. He did a great job grabbing a hot shot, and then he threw it into center field. Error on Wilson. 4-2 Astros.
The Astros win their second straight over the Tigers, taking it 6-2. Lance McCullers Jr. the win, going five scoreless innings, allowing just one hit. He's now tossed 22 consecutive scoreless frames and hasn't allowed an earned run in four straight starts. The Tigers come up short against the Astros. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after the game.
Yeah, they're pitching well. I think we're not exactly swinging the bat great. I think you put those two things together and it looks like a weak offense for the moment, but long term, I'm not worried about it.
Is it one of those, I know we use the word anomaly, but, you know, when everybody seems to be, you know, not picking up the ball well?
Yeah, it happens. You know, you go through individual slumps, there's team-wide slumps, and for whatever reason, I want to give credit to the Astros pitchers because they pitch well, but at the same time, we're not in a groove right now offensively as a group.
I guess you'll talk to the guys. Is it them not picking it up? Do you feel like they're leaving the zone, you know, in too many ABs?
No. Last night I thought the pitching, the Astros really pitched well. I thought their pitch selection was good. I thought their stuff was good. Tonight, similar, good. But I thought we had better at-bats. We just didn't get many hits.
With Jordan's performance tonight, got you into the seventh inning, but they really made him work, look like, through the first four.
Yeah, a little bit. We had some errors behind, tonight that hurt us a little bit too. Cost us probably three or four runs. When you're having trouble scoring runs, it makes it that much more difficult to win a baseball game.
I know Jordan said one of the things that he was looking to do was have better feel on his slider. Do you feel like he had that today?
Well, I think it came and went. I think at times it was good, and I think at times it was flat like it has been. He's still feeling for that consistent kind of down hard break that he normally has.
I know errors are never good, and you just hit on it. The fact that a couple of them tonight led to direct runs. Anything with Nick? Is he having a little bad luck there at the corner? Another couple of errors tonight.
No, I mean it's not bad luck. You got to make the plays, and he works his butt off. Unfortunately, tonight a couple errors cost us there, and then the error by Alex Wilson, obviously throwing a second, hurt us as well. So the errors didn't help. And makes it that much more difficult to win a baseball game when you tack that on top of the fact that we're having trouble getting hits and scoring runs.
Able to get Warwick some work today. Initial thoughts on his outing?
We've seen him before. You know, he was obviously the run hurt a little bit, but he was fine.
Jordan Zimmermann took the loss for the Tigers. He spoke about his performance afterwards.
I pitch a lot better. I mean, I feel like I'm getting better every time out. Gave up five hits, two homers, and one off the end, a broken bat, and a swinging bunt. So I felt a lot better. Slider still needs a little work, but, I felt good. And, the two homers I fell behind on. So if I can take anything out of it, it's getting ahead of hitters. And, getting the first guy out of the inning is definitely something I need to work on too.
I know, the first inning had been tough in some of your previous starts. Tonight you were able to get out of a little bit of a jam with Marwin Gonzalez getting the strikeout.
Yeah. anytime you walk the leadoff guy, it's usually doesn't end like the way it did tonight. The next guy gets a broken bat hit, and then you're facing, you know, one of the best hitters in the game. And, you know, I was able to wiggle out of it, and you know, pitch count got up pretty high, but I had some quicker innings towards the end of the start, and, you know, I was able to go six.
You've been a home run guy, a big home run guy. You got 13 solo home runs you've given up this year. Is that just a freaky thing, or is there something you can play?
I mean, I guess it's nothing I really put my finger on other than I'm falling behind guys, you know, I have to throw a hitter's pitch, and you know, I'm one of those guys that's stubborn and it's not going to walk, try not to walk anybody. So they're going to get something that they can hit, and, you know, they've been leaving the ballpark a little more.
If your slider was crisp like it is in and out, would that help that, because you could throw that pitch maybe?
I mean, if it was, you know, how it usually is, I can throw it 2-1, 3-1. You know, I threw one to Centeno, 3-1 the last inning there, and hit it off the end. You know, a little bloop base hit, but sometimes they stay in the ballpark, and like right now, I can't keep them in the ballpark, so I gotta, you know, just get ahead of guys and make some quality pitches.
Up next, the series against the Astros continues on Wednesday with Daniel Norris on the hill.